You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, the juke is jumping. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. And on this week's show, we're going to feature one of the most underrated heroes of 1940s and early 50s rhythm and blues, Johnny Moore. Now, I'm sure the first thing that jumped into your mind when I said Johnny Moore was Charles Brown. Because, of course, Charles Brown was the lead singer and piano player for Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Their biggest hit being Drifting Blues in 1946, featuring Charles Brown on vocals. That song made Charles Brown, and he would sing it and re-record it for the rest of his life. And even though Johnny Moore kept Charles Brown's name off most of the record labels, everyone knew Brown's style of singing and piano playing. Today, it's really hard to imagine just how big Johnny Moore's Three Blazers were back in the 1940s. It's their piano-driven ballad style that was the taste of the day. However, that style fell out of favor when jump blues and rock and roll took over the scene. And unfortunately, history has not been kind to the memory of Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Well, I'm going to set the record straight with this week's Juke in the Back. The entire show is dedicated to Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Let's get right into it. John Dudley Moore was born on the 20th of October, 1906, in Austin, Texas. He was the older brother of guitarist Oscar Moore, who would make a name for himself with the Nat King Cole Trio years later. Early on, the Moore family moved from Texas to Phoenix, Arizona, where they formed a family string band. In the mid-1930s, the family moved to Los Angeles, where Oscar Moore joined Nat King Cole's trio in 1938. His older brother Johnny started playing guitar for a group called The Blazes. After being fired by The Blazes in 1942, Johnny Moore decided to form his own group, The Three Blazers. He picked up Eddie Williams to play bass, and for a brief period, he had a piano player called Garland Finney. Finney left in 43, and that's when Johnny Moore discovered Charles Brown playing at an amateur show. Now at this time, younger brother Oscar Moore was really starting to make a name for himself in the King Cole Trio. The trio was recording for a small label called Atlas Records, but they had just been swept away by Capitol. This left Atlas Records label owner Robert Sherman without his major group. So to lessen the blow, Oscar Moore suggested that Sherman check out his older brother Johnny's group, the Three Blazers. Sherman was interested, but only if Oscar Moore played with the group. Even though Johnny Moore didn't like it, he took Sherman up on the deal, and the records that were released on Atlas Records were actually credited to Oscar Moore with the Three Blazers. What's even more incredible than that, it wasn't Charles Brown singing lead on these Atlas recordings. It was none other than future superstar Frankie Lane, a white cat who was getting his start on a small African-American label. Now, baby, we got to start the story here. I dug up Johnny Moore's first 78 RPM record. Let's kick off the show with Melancholy Madeline, featuring an uncredited Frankie Lane singing lead vocal, backed up by Oscar Moore with the Three Blazers, as we feature Johnny Moore's Three Blazers this week on The Juke in the Back.
Come with me and hear the story of the blues in all its glory. Gather round and I'll expound Melancholy Madeline. She delights in tears and parting, laughs at love and calls you smarty. She's the gal with no morale. Melancholy Madeline. If I should wave her and try to save her, show her how to find some happiness, she'd stand beside me and then deride me. You're the cause of all this joy. Oh boy, if someday you find me weary, filled with gloom, depressed and dreary, lay the blame upon that dame, melancholy Madeline.
Right with me, 'cause she's my baby. Lord, and I don't care what you say. Yeah, she'll be my baby. Lord, until my dying day. To remember what you said, you said, "Daddy, I love you." Oh, was you telling me a lie? If you didn't mean what you were saying, baby, so long, so long, goodbye. Every time good looking and bow legged. Guess what? Yes, and she sticks way out behind.
That's Ivory Joe Hunter, backed up by Johnny Moore's Three Blazers from late 1945 and Blues at Sunrise, a song that was written by Hunter, who had just recently moved to Los Angeles and picked up the Three Blazers as his backing band. So the first two records I've played from the Three Blazers don't even feature Charles Brown. Johnny Moore and his group are just playing backup. Hey, did you notice on the first record, Melancholy Madeline, that Frankie Lane is really trying to sound like Nat King Cole? I'll tell you, Nat King Cole was huge at this time. Future superstar Charles Brown got a lot of inspiration from Nat King Cole, not just as a singer, but also as a piano player. Well, in early 1946, the tide would turn for Johnny Moore and his group. They recorded Driftin' Blues for the newly minted Philo label, a great little Los Angeles independent label that would be renamed Aladdin Records the very next year. See, Johnny Moore didn't trust record labels at all, and so he never signed an exclusive contract with just one label. He jumped around quite a bit. That didn't stop him from having hits on these little labels, but it probably did hurt his career in the long term, because he wasn't around long enough for one label to really promote him. And certainly they're not going to promote somebody who hasn't even signed a contract with them. Driftin' Blues established Johnny Moore's Three Blazers and their featured vocalist singer, Charles Brown. This tune went to number 2 in February of 1946. Here's Driftin' Blues as we feature Johnny Moore's Three Blazers this week on The Juke in the Back.
Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again. Well, you know I ain't good for nothing, baby. Well, I haven't got no friend. I'll be so far away. and down that sunny road. Well, I can't get nothing in Chicago but just my room and board. When I was making good, baby, you treated me like I was a king. When I was making good, baby, you treated me like I was a king. Now I don't have a war plan job, and my love don't mean a thing.
Johnny Moore's Three Blazers from October of 1946 and Sunny Road, a song written by the great bluesman Roosevelt Sykes. It hit number 4 on the Race Records charts, that's what they were called at the time, and was released on Leon Renee's exclusive label. Remember I mentioned that Johnny Moore never signed a contract with just one record label? Well, Driftin' Blues was on Philo, which would soon be Aladdin, and that one, Sunny Road, and many more were released on Renee's exclusive label. Oh, and there were other labels, like the Bahari Brothers' Modern Records out of Los Angeles. In fact, this next record, So Long, was released by Modern at the exact same time that Exclusive put Sunny Road out. Coincidentally, both songs went to number 4 on the charts. Here's Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, with So Long.
So long, oh, we'll meet again someday. Hope that maybe then you'll say, darling, I was wrong. So long, gee, I hate to see you go. You're the world to me, you know. You've been mine so long. All alone, just my memories of you. I can see that you're lonely too. You're my own, even though we're far apart. I will keep you deep here in my heart. So long, so long, though you leave me here to cry, this can never, never be goodbye. We'll just say so long.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Norman Perlstein, Joseph Dunn, Rosemarie Giannotto. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Going down to New Orleans, going to go down on Rampart Street. Going down to New Orleans, going to go down on Rampart Street. Until I find my baby, I'm gonna ask every soul I meet. I've been down to Savannah, Georgia, hop the freight train to St. Joe. I've been down to Savannah, Georgia, hop the freight train to St. Joe. Until I find my pretty baby, I'm gonna go from door to door. Like a rolling stone, but I'll keep traveling. I'm so all alone, it seems. If anybody seen my pretty baby, tell her to hurry back to New Orleans. Thank you.
sweet woman, she always leaves me feeling low. Yes, I'm in love with a sweet woman, she always leaves me feeling blue. Yes, she changes just like the weather. I can't figure out what she's gonna do. Sometimes she reels and she rocks me like a ship in a stormy sea. She reels and she rocks me like a ship in a stormy sea. Sometimes she's cold as an iceberg and just as mean as she can be. Changeable woman, why do you misuse for me? Yes, you changeable woman, why do you misuse for me? I guess I'm in love with you, baby, and that's the way it's gonna be.
Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And the Blazers were just storming the charts back in 1947. That one went to number 5 late in the year, while the song you heard before that, New Orleans Blues, went to number 2 in the spring of 47. Man, did you catch Johnny Moore's sweet guitar solo on Changeable Woman Blues? Oh, he's got some tasty, tasty licks that were all the rage in 1947. Even though those two songs broke the rhythm and blues top 5, neither one is ever heard on the radio today. Unfortunately, they've just been forgotten, as this piano, guitar, trio, blues style has never regained its 1940s popularity. Okay, so here we are in December of 1947. Even though Johnny Moore liked to change labels often, the last couple tunes have been released on the exclusive label. And right before Christmas of 47, they'd score another hit, a song that would far outlive any of them, Merry Christmas Baby. It went to number 3. And it recharted the next year, Christmas 1948, where it made number 8 on the charts. And then it recharted the next year, Christmas 1949, where it hit number 9 on the charts. Charles Brown would go on to record that song over and over again during the 1950s and beyond. I mean, when you think of Merry Christmas Baby, it's Charles Brown's version that comes to mind, right? Well, it all started on the version he cut with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers in winter 1947. Up next, a song released by Exclusive that only hit number 10 during the summer of 1948. Here's our feature, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers with Groovy Movie Blues.
Thank you. a movie, wishing for someone to love. I was sitting in a movie, wishing for someone to love. When suddenly out of nowhere, she came as a gift from above. I said, baby, let's get groovy. Don't you know I love you so? I said, baby, let's get groovy. Don't you know I love you so? She whispered, all right, daddy. I knew she couldn't say no. Despair. Well, I knew that I would find her, 'cause she's the answer to my prayer. If you ever feeling lonesome, you can find your lover there. You just sit down in the back row and keep an empty seat. When she comes and sits beside you, your poor heart will skip a beat. You get groovy at the movie, happiness will come your way. Well, the blues will up and leave you, 'cause love cheats your blues away. And the clock struck half past two. Wedding bells started ringing, and the clock struck half past two. Well, the screeching bee was waiting, but baby, where were you? Well, the organ started playing, the choir sang from me. Well, the organ started playing, the choir sang from me. Well, I could have thinking, baby, what a dirty trick you played on me. Well, my best man and me really tells the latest style. The flock of scattered roses are up and down the aisle. Friends bought old shoes and rides, and I even hired a band. You left me standing at the altar with a wedding ring in my hand. Well, that ain't right, you know. Baby, no, 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 no. Well, it's a headline in the news. You left me with those hills and blues. Hello.
of my heart, I love you so. Maybe you'll find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, girl of my heart, I'll string along. I need you so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but baby, I can't live without it. Oh, how I cried, oh, how I cried, but you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever know.
Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, featuring the great vocal and piano style of Charles Brown, Eddie Williams on bass, and the accomplished guitar of Johnny Moore, the cat who never wanted to share billing with his star performer, Charles Brown. More Than You Know was released on the Bahari Brothers' little Los Angeles independent label, Modern Records, in the fall of 1948. It went to number 4 on the rhythm and blues charts. Before that, we heard Jilted Blues from the late summer of 48. It topped out at number 11 on the exclusive label. And the set was kicked off by Groovy Movie Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, and we're featuring Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, a group that's unfortunately not remembered much today, even though they scored hit after hit in the late 1940s. A lot of those hits had more to do with Charles Brown than they did with Johnny Moore. But Brown's participation in this group was growing short. He would leave the Three Blazers very soon. But not before they racked up a couple of more hits, like this one, Lonesome Blues, released on exclusive at the end of 48. It topped out at number 15. Here's our feature this week on the Juke in the Back, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers.
Brown, way down in Georgia, she showed me the town. Miss Brown from GA, she was a Georgia peach, but also out of reach.
Oh, what a gal. A train with a lonesome whale said Buddy hit the trail, traveling south. Then came Louise from Louisiana. She played a knockdown boogie piano. Then there was Claire from Delaware. So square, I couldn't get nowhere. So I hopped me a freight in New York City. Said goodbye to Flo in old Chicago. Now I'm traveling west, hoping to do my best. What can I lose? A good woman's hard to find, especially the loving kind. That's why I've got those lonesome blues.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. We're going to jump ahead a little bit to 1955, a song that came out in the wake of Johnny Ace's tragic death, which occurred on Christmas Day 1954 at the City Auditorium in Houston, Texas. Ace's death affected many performers and fans at the time, and Johnny Ace is often referred to as the first casualty of rock and roll. In the wake of his tragic demise, many tribute records were released. Johnny Moore jumped on the bandwagon with a tune called Johnny Ace's Last Letter. Hollywood Records released it in January of 55, where it hit number 15 on the national charts. Moore's current lead singer was Frankie Irvin, but the label just read Johnny Moore's Blazers. Here's Johnny Ace's Last Letter, this week's Great 78.
This is my letter, my last goodbye. I've lived in misery, too late to cry. Please forgive me. Oh, please forgive me. I'm doing wrong. My soul is troubled. I cry within. My life I'm ending. This is a sin. Please forgive me. Oh, please forgive me. I'm doing wrong. I sang my last letter in this song. I'm tired of living all alone. I found fame and gold, yet I'm so blue. No one to call my own. Goodbye, my people. I hate to go. The place I'm going, I sure don't know. Please forgive me. Oh, please forgive me. I know I'm wrong. I sang my last letter in this song. I'm tired of living all alone. I found fame and gold, yet I'm so blue. No one to call my own. goodbye, my people. I hate to go the place I'm going. I sure don't know. Please forgive me. Oh, please forgive me. I know I am wrong.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Where can I find my baby? Wonder where did my baby go? Yes, I'm searching for my baby. I've looked every place I know. It's so strange how she could leave me when she said she loved me so. When I ask my friends about her, they say they haven't seen her around. Yes, it seems no one can help me. Her leaving is about to get me down. It seems our love affair was a circus, and she played me for a clown.
Three Blazers, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back, spinning off the exclusive label from the spring of 1949, a big number 8 rhythm and blues record with Where Can I Find My Baby? Charles Brown is singing lead on that one, but it was issued after Charles Brown had left the group. He left in January 1949, and of course that one was from spring. After leaving, Charles Brown would sign an exclusive contract with Aladdin Records, and his very first hit right out of the gate was called Get Yourself Another Fool, and went to number 4 in February of 1949. Was that a swipe at Johnny Moore? Guess we'll never know. Brown's biggest hit came a few months later with Trouble Blues, which hit number 1 for 15 weeks in 49. And then he came roaring back with another number 1 in 1951 with Black Knight. He had many top 10 R&B hits sprinkled throughout those records. Charles Brown was a hugely influential blues pianist and vocalist, and he continued to tour and record up until his death in 1999 at age 76. He was a star in his own right, but he certainly owed a little bit of gratitude to Johnny Moore for giving him the exposure he needed in the early days. Now, Johnny Moore wasn't going to sit around and cry about Charles Brown leaving his group. He immediately got himself another singer, a cat named Billy Valentine, who could do a pretty good Charles Brown impression. This song, which sounds a lot like Driftin' Blues, their big hit from 46, is called Walkin' Blues, and it went to number 7 in late 1949 for the RCA Victor label. we continue with this week's feature, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Here's Walkin' Blues.
Well, I'm walking and walking, 'cause I have no place to go. Well, I'm walking and walking, 'cause I have no place to go. Well, I can't go see my baby, 'cause I haven't got no dough. Well, my baby left me, and she said I did her wrong. Help me, help me to find my happy home.
Sounding a lot like his predecessor, that's Billy Valentine singing like Charles Brown on Johnny Moore's Three Blazers hit Walkin' Blues from late 1949. In early 1951, Johnny Moore's Three Blazers briefly backed up Floyd Dixon on his Aladdin release, Telephone Blues. The Three Blazers stopped having hits just as their form of music began to go by the wayside. In its place, the Jump Blues Combos, the Blues Shouters, the music that would turn into rock and roll. Certainly Charles Brown and guys like Ray Charles carried the torch even further, but Johnny Moore was left behind. He passed away on January 6th, 1969 in LA. Johnny Moore was 62 years old. Moore's guitar style was a definite heavy influence on guys like B.B. King and Chuck Berry. Johnny Moore joins T-Bone Walker as one of rock and roll's most influential guitar players. Three Blazers bassist Eddie Williams passed away in LA on February 18, 1995. I want to close down this week's Juke in the Back with another lead singer that sounds a lot like Charles Brown. His name is Frankie Irvin, and he recorded with Johnny Moore from about 1953 to 55. This song, Dragnet Blues, was of course heavily influenced by the TV and radio series Dragnet. It went to number 8 for Modern Records in 1953. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you enjoyed this week's show on Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Grab a nickel. Here's Dragnet Blues, closing down the Juke in the Back. Have a great week, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the blues you are about to hear is true. My woman has left me. I'm her lover. My job is to find her.
Yes, this story is true. darling, my baby have made a change. Yes, this story is true. Only my baby have made a change. Well, she's a married woman, so I'll have to withhold her name. Now she left me round midnight, and the stars were shining up above. Yes, she left me round midnight, and the stars were shining up above. Hello, Sam Weakley, I have a warrant for my baby's love. Now I'm casting a dragnet for my baby, and I don't even have a dime. Yes, I'm casting a dragnet for my baby, and I don't even have a dime. Well, she left me without a warning, and that's a low-down, dirty crime.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Bag.